Welcome back to Entertainment Banter with Joel and Matt here.
Hey, how you guys doing?
So we're going to bring up the subject of everyone's favorite future movies, Back to the Future movies.
Yes.
It is the October of the year 2015. That is the year Marty actually goes to the future, October 21st, 2015.
Right.
And it's quite interesting. So I figured today would be a good day to, I mean, I know it's not the 21st today.
Right.
But I think it would be a great time to talk about
Back to the
Back
Future.
To the future.
Absolutely.
It's Back to the Future month, if you think about
and
it.
And just so you know, too, a side note, this year, the Cubs have a chance to go to the World Series. And in Back to the Future 2, the Cubs win the World Series,
funny,
which is the whole
funny
plot
story.
Premise.
That's a whole different story before we talk about, but I have a lot of money riding on that.
That's awesome. Well, hopefully you win. Right now they're playing the Mets, and I think they're favored to win over the Mets.
So they're going
to
be favored, though? I think it's going to be, if they win, it's got to have been rigged.
Absolutely.
There's no way all of a sudden, hey! And then everyone's going to say that Back to the Future predicted the Cubs to win, just like others.
But there's
predicted.
No Miami Gators. I think it was the Gators. They won against the Gators. But you know what? We'll take half of it. Back to the Future is still pretty awesome.
Jaws 19 did not come out. But
no.
Universal Studios did release a Jaws 19 trailer, which is amazing.
That's funny.
You didn't see that trailer?
No, that's
funny. Oh, we're going to watch that. After this podcast, okay. I recommend everyone to watch
that's funny. All right, we're getting off track. So, Back to the Future, everybody loves it.
Everyone loves it. But I wanted to point out that the three movies were well done. Is it Robert Zemeckis?
Yes.
Who directed them. Did a really great job. He did the first one. I'm assuming they didn't think the second two were going to take off. But then they did. And I want to point out that they all had the same kind of chemistry.
Yes.
And I want to see if you noticed that.
The timeline.
The timeline
if
chemistry.
If you would excuse the pun.
Yeah. They, the first one, second one, third one, all took place in a row. It was like one big giant movie. And each movie started 5 minutes into the last, from the last movie, which was great. Because when the movie ended, you're like, oh, it started into the next movie. And then it was like, Back to the Future continued or to be continued.
Right.
And it was really cool. And then you watched the next movie and it was started 5 minutes back on that movie. So it always kept you going to flow with the movies. But I want to point out that each movie had its same kind of dynamics and chemistry. In the first one, Marty meets, I mean, you know, he already knew Doc. He went to go help Doc with his experiment overnight, and then he goes back in time by accident and ends up meeting his dad, his future dad, I guess you'd say. And he follows him and ends up getting knocked unconscious, changing all the timeline because that's where his dad was supposed to get knocked out.
Right.
Gets picked up by his future mom's family, gets taken care of, and he thinks it's all a dream. So he's knocked out, and he wakes up in his younger mom's
house bedroom.
And wakes up, all, you know, wakes up and thinks it's all a dream, like, oh, it's been a dream and everything. And then she goes, oh, yeah, you're safe here back in 1955. And he freaks out and wakes up.
Right.
So then we go to the second movie. He ends up going, he gets back to the normal time, and he goes to the future.
Yes.
Fixes the short problem, which that actually has no sense, but we'll talk about that another
day. Yeah, that's the other half of this.
And then it goes to, back to Biff's 1985.
Right.
Which is all morphed, and he gets knocked out by Biff's goons, and then he gets taken up to, now he's the real Marty, and this is really his mom.
Yes,
and he's waking up,
mother.
And he's like, oh, it's been a bad dream, blah, blah, mom, you know. And she goes, you're safe now, Marty.
On the 27th floor.
On the 27th floor. And he goes, what? And he wakes up, and then that whole thing happens. So it's like the same dynamic.
Yeah.
And then it happens again in the third one. He goes back into 1885.
Right.
To find the doc. And he falls down this hill after these Indians chase him, after he parks the DeLorean in a cave. And he gets woken up by his ancestors back, the first Martys, the McFlys, that show up from Ireland. And it's his great-great-great-grandma who wakes him up, I believe, something like that.
Somewhere around there.
I think it's great-great-grandma.
Yeah, because it's his great-grandfather.
That he's holding
later.
Okay. And then he's laying there in bed, and he's like, oh, I've had this horrible dream. I went back in time, and, you know, there's Indians. And she goes, oh, you're safe, like, here on McFly Ranch. And he freaks out and wakes up. And I find that great because as you're watching it, there's familiarity. Like,
oh,
you feel like you've seen it already, but it's new.
That's the fun part about it. Yeah.
And
it's the same formula,
same
but with just different things. Absolutely.
It was great.
Yeah.
And a lot of people make fun of it. And it's hard when you talk about time travel. It's a huge conversation in today's world. It's been a huge conversation for a while. Of course, back in 1989 when the first one came out. No, 85 is when the first one came out. 80, No?
I'm not sure, to be honest with you.
I know 90 and 89 were the second two, but it was like three or four year gap.
And they were filmed together.
And it was a 3-4 year gap between the first and the second before they realized they're going to do two more movies. But there was all this always talk about it. It's always confusing. I mean, we can talk about the Terminator movies and all, but definitely Back to the Future makes it fun to watch.
Absolutely.
And then afterwards you can go,
There's so many elements to Back to the Future that you were referring to, the same formula. For example, Doc even says that the times in which they go back, he even says, it's so weird that date keeps popping up. Like, all these events happen on this date, because that seems to be the date Biff chooses to go back in time and everybody else. So even, like you said, that continuity of through all the movies, they keep having similarities. The clock tower, all major events are happening around the clock tower, whether it's being a hanging or being built or a party's there in the West, or you've got his hoverboard scene and where Biff gets arrested is in front of the clock tower by the pool. You know, obviously the clock tower is what sends him home in the first movie. I just love the setups because it's done so well that literally you could almost watch Back to the Future, the first movie, and watch the third movie and have no idea that the second movie even existed.
It's true. That's true. It's an astonishing. It is a great. There's great movies.
Yeah.
I think they're great movies. I was going to say something and I totally forgot.
It's all right. But well, another thing, too, that you didn't mention about the continuity, again, about that formula that just works so well, is in the first movie, Marty goes back in time, like you said, by accident, and Doc has to kind of save him. But Marty also is saving his family's, I guess in a way, he's saving his original family, his parents. You know, that first gen, so to speak, of him and his family. And then in Back to the Future 2, it actually starts with Doc saves Marty in the first one, right? And then he brings him back to his own time. In the second movie, Doc is trying to save Marty's family, his next generation.
But in the future.
Children. Yeah, but his children. So in
2015.
And, yes. And if Marty, his future himself is in jeopardy, but Doc holds that from him a little bit, which I'll get to that in a second. But the point I'm making is they're always going to rescue something. And in the third movie, Marty goes back to rescue Doc. So in a weird sort of way, Doc rescues Marty, then and Marty rescues his family. The second movie, Doc brings Marty to rescue his family, his new family, and then in turn rescues himself. And then in the third movie, Marty rescues Doc, and Doc has his family start. It's interesting. And then I don't want to forget what I was saying, but we were talking about the rescuing aspect, and you mentioned something about we just talked about it. I'm already forgetting, but it had something to do with the relationships of rescuing and friendships and travel. But oh well, moving on.
I mentioned it earlier today?
Or? It was literally like right before I said I'll go back to that. I can't remember what it is. The movies are so intense. We need to get to our time machine, go back and talk, figure out what I was going to say.
Well, what I was going to say earlier is that when you mentioned that Doc was saying like maybe all these dates are all, you know, maybe they're like significant to the world and made the time continuum. Yes. And then he says, or maybe it's just a coincidence.
Maybe it's just a coincidence, yes.
I think they chose this date so you could see like Marty, seeing Marty trying to fix the past, but he's in the future, trying to fix that future. And then he tries to go, you know, like when that at the end of that Back to the Future 2, where you see Doc setting it up and he sends it back to the time. And all of a sudden you see Marty running around the corner, running back through the fire. And then Doc's all like astonished. And he goes, Doc, he goes, what? Oh, I just sent you to the future. He goes, I know. I just got back from the future. And now I need your help. And he goes, oh, great Scott. And it's just like, it's just like, he already knew, like, you knew that Doc knew the whole time continuum is like, what they have done is just insane. Well,
which is great, too.
And that confused me for a long time as a child. I'm like, that movie made no sense because it was part of this movie. And you're watching this one. I'm like, what movie is this one?
Yeah, and that scene in Back to Future 3 where Doc still thinks he hallucinated Marty coming back, and he's leaning up against the organ. Da-da! It's playing like that horrific music at the same time. Like, I sent you back to the future. Da-da! It's kind of funny, but yeah, they're absolutely great movies. One thing I wanted to talk about. Did you want to talk more about the parallels?
The parallels are great because it just keeps what the movies are. I mean,
yeah,
they go so well together. I think it's been what's been said has been said. I mean, I'm sure I'll speak there's up. There's so much. That, there's so much to it.
The minute we're done with this podcast, I'm sure we'll be like, oh, why didn't we mention this yeah, or this? Course, this. I'm sure people listening right now are like, you idiots, you should be mentioning all these other things.
Sure, write that in the comment section.
Yes,
comment
yeah, section, please guys. Write that in the comment yeah. section.
Maybe we'll bring it up on another podcast. We'll talk about how
we're time just so travel excited so right now about Back to the Future. It's the 30th anniversary this year too.
It is.
Yeah,
it
the
is.
First one. Well, all right. So here's the thing.
So it was 85 then. Had to been 85 when it first came out.
Right. Of course. So now I wanted to bring up something that most fans, obviously any good fan of any trilogy, tries to ignore the loopholes, right?
But then you and bring it up because you're a true fan. Because
true fans, you got to talk
you
about
gotta
it.
You got to find it.
So here we go. We brought this up a couple of times ourselves, and we're trying to figure this out. People listening maybe have their own opinions. But all right, so I want to talk about the loopholes of Back to the Future 3. Particularly the DeLorean situation. Okay, so here's the thing. Doc in 2 gets hit by lightning, which is another thing that's a parallel, if you think about that, like the clock tower.
Oh, because of the first movie, they used lightning to go back in time, and then Order to the Future, and they used lightning and that one to go back in time.
Right. So he gets hit by lightning, and he goes back to the Old West, and his time circuits or something gets damaged, or the
he
hover
can't,
conversion.
When he gets back, his hover conversion doesn't work anymore.
His hover conversion doesn't work. And the time, but I guess
that's all he said. That's all he said. I think because I just watched him. I believe that's all he said. Okay. His time, he can't no longer fly in the DeLorean, and there's no roads there to get up to 88 miles per hour.
That's right. That's right. So
I don't think DeLoreans can go 88 miles per hour.
We'll have to research that another time. It is Hollywood after all. but I'm sure DeLoreans aren't real time machines either. But don't hate me, people. We're talking about the future. I know it's blasphemy, but so stay with me, guys. So Doc's time machine goes to the Old West. That is, in my opinion, in that moment in Back to the Future 2, at the very end, that is the current time machine, correct? Like, that's the one that is the first original current time machine, right?
The one that Marty took back in the first one.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
So Doc's now in it, and it went to the past.
Correct.
So now it's in the past.
Correct.
So what happens in 3 is that same time machine sits there rotting over
70
time.
70 years.
70 years. And the Doc from the 50s and Marty discover it, open it up, and use it to go back in time.
Well, they didn't discover him. Doc.
Well,
Doc. 1985, left, he was in 1885, told Marty in 1955 and Doc 1955 where it was, where it would be.
Right. But, all right. So, anyways, the point I'm making is they get it.
They had to have changed all those rubber hoses and everything. There's no way that shit
would
be
stuff there. Oh, yeah, of course. Well, I'm sure. That whole car. He said counterpart due to the necessary repairs. Mm-hmm. So, all right, so we have, they've, in the 50s.
Marty's aged so much in these movies, and it's really just been 2 days.
In the 50s, they rediscovered the time machine that they literally used yesterday.
Yes.
In a weird sort of way, and now it's older. Mm-hmm. But they have it, and they use this time machine to send Marty back to the West, the Old West. Okay. So,
but only 7 days before the supposed shooting of
That's
Doc.
That's right, before the shooting.
And Doc was already been in there for, was it months? I think he's been there for months.
Or at least a couple of weeks. I don't know.
No, it's been months. They mentioned June or something like that.
Okay.
Or 4th of July, and they mentioned that.
That's
and Doc doesn't handle his alcohol very well.
That's right. That's right. So that's a great point that you brought up, that he goes back in time a couple of days prior to the supposed killing of Doc.
That would change,
That would change things.
History.
So now Marty gets back to the Old West and he ruptures his fuel tank or his
the arrows.
Line.
The when he the, Indians okay. that was not supposed to be there because of the drive-in. That was another cool thing. He drives in the drive-in and he goes, Doc, but those Indians are going to be there. He goes, you're not thinking fourth dimensionally, Marty. They won't be there in 1885.
Right.
But then they were.
Right.
And they were alive.
Real Indians, of
so
course.
So it's great how, like, maybe, it's just
more parallels.
Yeah, just like.
Oh, another parallel. We're getting off subject. We got to stop doing this. But the guns, Marty and the guns. He would do the video game that the arcade.
Oh, yeah, and he
then,
does it also in 1885.
And he does it in 1885. Yeah, and he does it in 55, too.
He did it in 55?
I think so. Like, one time he does it in the past, and then one time he does it in the future, and he, like, you got to use your hands. That's a baby's toy.
Baby's toy,
And then he does it in the West at the duck gallery thing. But
okay. All right, anyways,
the point I wanted to make is there's two time machines in the Old West at that point when Marty goes back. One that docks is damaged, the hover conversion is damaged, and the other...
Both hover conversions have to be damaged on both vehicles, yes, period.
Right, that's right. But what I'm saying is the one that Doc originally went back into and buried in the cave is there now. And the one that Marty used to get back in time is there. And the difference is one is just... They're both the same. The only difference is Marty's doesn't have gas. So my thing is Doc's should still have gas. So why didn't they just use the modification repairs that were done in the 50s of Marty's time machine and take the gas of Doc's time machine and marry the two together and then just get out? They could have used gas instead of those using the train to push, instead of using the sticks to blow
Great
the stack.
Scott.
I know, right? Heavy.
McFly.
So I just wanted to know, what did you think? What do you think about that?
There are definitely, when it happens and you're watching the movie, they do such a great job at not showing that.
Right.
That you don't think about it. But then when you bring it up, like there are two time machines. But then at the end of the movie, which is what, this baffles me too about the movie too. Right. So Marty goes back in time.
Yes.
By the way, there's a hoverboard now in 1885 because
yes.
Doc saves Clara and rides off.
Yes.
And then Marty goes back in time. Car gets destroyed by a train.
Right.
By the way, that car gets destroyed. Like,
yes.
That train didn't even stop. What an asshole. That train stop after they hit cars. But then Marty goes and picks up Jennifer, changes his future.
Yes.
Well, first Jennifer... is like, was that all a dream? But then she has a piece of paper she remembered she got in the dream.
Right.
But then she doesn't question why she has it. I assume Marty explained everything to her.
Oh,
yes. Must have.
Yeah, she knows.
And then he didn't race the guy,
right.
Needles,
right.
who got him fired in
2015. Yes. And by the way, Needles, talking about parallels, is that's Marty's version of Biff. That's his equivalent to Biff.
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought he was related to Biff, was he? Or no?
Oh, I don't think he's related. I just think...
Because they kept, like,
you know
Griff,
how,
Biff, and all of them were all related
yeah,
in some
yeah.
way, and all that, and they kept all
yeah.
the same characters. They all used all this... And Tanner.
Right.
They used all the same... That's another cool thing. They all use the same characters because they're all from the same...
Right.
Jet Michael J. Fox played all those characters, and, you know, it was just great. And then Doc looked the same in all of them. But, Christopher Lloyd, right?
Yes.
I feel like I always get that name wrong. But, so... What was I saying? Oh, so... He got all those things. She must have known. She didn't know. Now I totally just lost track of.
That's okay. Well, you were saying that she, because of the piece of paper that she pulled out, she asked if it was a dream.
Yeah, yeah.
And
then
I believe Marty did tell her everything. So
yes.
They go back to the wreck.
So it disappeared, and then they go back to the wreck.
Yeah.
To find the DeLorean, and see what's really left of it, and then the Doc appears. How did the Doc know Marty was going to be there?
Well, first of all. I think a couple of things. It's easy to do. One, oh, later you mean. Well, okay.
Because you can justify, you knew when you sent him back.
Mm-hmm.
So you can bring the train back then. But then like hours later, like you knew he was going to appear there. And on a train that first he said he told Marty that he didn't have the technology to do. So that makes me assume the second DeLorean you're talking about comes into play.
Sure, absolutely.
Because there's no way, I mean, maybe, and the hovering part of it, of the train,
yes.
must have come from that hoverboard.
Right.
That he left behind, and the Doc expanded on it.
He is a scientist.
He is.
So he could have easily maybe worked some magic and figured something else out.
There needs to be a fourth movie to explain this.
So it's funny, you said that the other DeLorean could have been used for knowledge of the train too, but as for the wondering if Marty was going to be there, because again, it wasn't simultaneous, that Marty, because like you said, the DeLorean got wrecked, he goes and meets Jennifer, does the whole thing with Needles, then comes back. How many times in Back to the Future 2 and other Back to the Future 1, they were observing people without them being known that they were being observed? It's quite possible that Doc could have been somewhere watching Marty and realizing what he was doing.
And he did come back from Einstein.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And you got to remember, he's had a couple of kids by now. So it's been years. He's been having his own adventure.
Years!
You know what a nice spinoff movie would be is Doc Brown's Adventures in Time. You know, instead of rebooting Back to the Future, they could just do that instead.
You can never reboot it because you can never replace Michael J. Fox.
No, you couldn't.
And
I think it would be
an
insulting personally.
It would be.
Yeah, but, you know, Hollywood's Hollywood. They love to just reboot and redo and ruin
Hopefully
things.
They don't.
Yeah.
But that whole, because now he's a time traveler and he's not going to stay. First, he wanted to destroy the time machine. And now he's a traveler.
Now he's like, the hell with it.
Yeah.
Now he's like, the hell with it.
But I feel like he's only going into the future.
Right.
And well, staying in the future. Because I won't mess with the past. Because that's why he always says, like, hey, Doc, this paper erased. Jennifer said to the Doc, he goes, that's the beauty of it. You have your chance to make your own future. It's not been written yet. Because it hasn't been.
That's true.
And every time, the moment they went back in time, they changed the past.
Absolutely.
The moment they did that, they changed the timeline.
But that was the great point of all the plots for Back to the Future. It was exactly that.
That the future is not written.
The future is not written. So, yeah. So the only other thing I was going to ask you real quick was talking about these loopholes, these parallels, and the time stream as a whole. Doc explains it in Back to the Future 2, but we were arguing about the time stream, how that works and everything. And I made the assumption that the timeline, you start with an event, start with a life. Marty and, you know, his parents are kind of alcoholics. You got Biff, who's kind of a jerk, and he's going to change it. So the way it works is the timeline is that the minute Marty makes the decision or Doc makes the decision to go into time, it's almost like anything at that point on in the past is copy-pasted, but the future becomes this alternate timeline, right? But we were arguing the point of when Biff went back in time, Marty's future, while they were in the future, this is getting complicated, should immediately have changed, because when Biff went back in time and he stole the DeLorean to Back to the Future 2, went back to the 50s, and then he went back to the present to make his fortune, or future, his present, his the future future.
So that future should have been
different. So that future should have been Biff's
future
where he was rich and powerful and everything else instantly. So instantly. When they say, welcome home, Jennifer, and they're all like hanging out, that community should have automatically turned to that evil thing. And I think the reason why it didn't, because we were focusing so much on the Marty characters and everything else.
They don't want to confuse you.
Well, I think that's the timelines, like I said, it's that copy-paste mentality where it skewed to anytime they go into the time machine, it automatically copy pastes a new timeline, and then from there
has to be multiple lines.
Multiple lines. And even in Doc's description, that's the current timeline, because if
current timeline they're in.
Yeah, well, not only that, but it was the last time Biff the last person that used the time machine was Biff. So the next people to use it would automatically stay in that timeline because they used it, but it changes. Once they
almost like as soon as you get in the time machine and start going through the time traveling,
it creates
a new time. Yes. It pushes you there. So if they never left that time zone,
right,
it would stay as is. Even no matter what other people do, it'll just create other times.
Right.
It's so confusing.
Yeah. I just thought I'd leave
but that. But it's got to, I mean,
I know.
That's an interesting thought. It is.
So I'll just leave that with you. We're running short on time here.
Another thought I want to leave you with is when they finally, after that Biff happened, right? He came back and he gave the almanac in 1955,
yes.
And then Doc and Marty didn't know anything better, and they go back to 1985, which is now the Biff reality.
Yes, right.
Now, Biff reality is shit, obviously.
Yes.
And I like to give people the benefit of the doubt. There are people probably like Biff, assholes like that.
Right.
And, bottom line, you know, they shouldn't get everything. But when Marty went back in time and made his dad into a real man,
yes.
And went back to the future to 1985.
And messed Biff up.
And made Biff into a bitch.
Right.
Mind my French.
Yeah.
And it made Marty's dad into like this
pompous jerk.
Pretty much a rich jerk. And then his life was so much better. He got the truck he wanted.
Right.
Just saying that humans are all equal, what makes Marty's life better than Biff's life?
Now you're just getting... Well, if you notice too, I agree with you in that statement, especially after the first movie, but if you watch Back to the Future 3 at the end, Biff doesn't... at least Marty's dad doesn't seem as jerky, and Biff seems he has a little more gump than... He's not a complete pushover. He was
scared of Marty when he went to be like, what's this? He's like, I just put the second coat on your wax now, Marty.
Right, right.
You know,
I would like to think that, it's not as bad as all that. I think Biff is just a nice, simple guy, but because everyone in the family knows that except for Marty, because Marty is the only person in that timeline that has seen a Biff that no one else has seen.
Because I don't think he would have, after high school, I don't think he would have stayed that same
yeah,
asshole. Like,
yeah,
there's not that many. I've worked a lot of jobs. There's not many people.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
That Biff, much that, of an asshole.
That Biff could have been very lovable, because if you think about it, the person that gives the most attitude in that scene is Marty.
It is true.
Marty's like, thanks, Biff, like a jerk.
Well, because he knew Marty, yeah.
Well, he knew a Biff version of Biff.
Yes.
The version he knew. This Biff could have been really genuine, like, I like your hat, Marty.
Yeah.
And so it's hard for Marty to accept it. But all right, we're running out of time. So thank you for listening to Entertainment Banter, talking about Back to the Future.
And we'll leave you with this final thought. The future. Yeah. Is it written or is it not?
So thank you for listening. I'm Matt, and this is Joel.
And this is Joel. I'm done. I'm really done now.